The stone monument, scrawled with 140 names, has stood since 1906. That is until last week, when a crew moved it to storage at the Wisconsin Veterans Museum. Michael Telsrow, its director, says they accepted it for a very specific reason.
Its connection to Wisconsin Union veterans in the late 19th century.
Telsrow says two Union veterans from Wisconsin participated in the unveiling. The monument is an artifact of reconciliation, when North and South diminished slavery to romanticize the war. Telsrow says museums can preserve complicated materials while society grapples with their history.
Until we can come to an agreement about what their place is on the cultural landscape.
The museum has no current plans to interpret or display the monument. Phoebe Petrovic, Wisconsin Public Radio.